Right.
Or you want to do this? You gonna back me in?
Do you want me to, or do you want to back down, or what do you want to do?
Well, I can back down, or you're gonna have to back me in.
That's fine.
If that's that. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to back me up, you know how to drive this one?
Oh, is that the...
It's the shifter one.
Yeah.
But you got to push buttons. All right, you can go ahead. You're good.
How you been, man?
Good.
I still think about that when we were interviewing you in that fucking walleye, you know, mid interview.
Yeah.
You were describing it.
Yep.
That just pops in my brain every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty crazy. All that happened just like that.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. No, me and Stup bring it up every once in a while, too. We're like, I can't believe that ever happened. You know, that's just, it doesn't happen, but it did. This goofy wind.
Bunch of little ones, and we threw them back in the morning because we thought it'd be a good day, and then we got one more the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, right where we were fishing, just this last Sunday in the Aim, we were right by the green cans that are right here.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what you said before, right around the corner was
yeah.
a good spot.
Yeah. Yeah, they were in there big time. We had...
Today's a lot better out here than yesterday would have been.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do the storms, do they pick up when they come across the lake, or do they get knocked down?
Most of the time, they split it. They go around it.
Okay, they follow the land.
Yeah. But not yesterday. Yesterday, that was down 4 and something.
Yeah.
Because we had 2.5 inches at my house there.
Yeah. And we started driving through it all the way to Eau Claire. We basically were chasing the edge of it in and out of it the whole way down.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, this water is really dirty from yesterday. I ain't gonna guarantee you we're gonna catch anything in this. Usually we like it a little dirty. But this is dirty. Because we can just go right to here, and we don't have to travel anywhere if you don't want to. It'd be.
It's up to you.
No, we can go right here.
Okay.
And we didn't fish here that day. We didn't fish here that day, anyways. We were all down that way. Ugh. got your, you got a fishing license?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we used all my rods and Mikey Blank's. We were in a tournament in his boat, but we use all my rods because they're sensitive. The Denalis are one of the best ones, I believe. And then you can feel what you actually got on. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the last show. That you can pretty much call any fish that you get that you got on. Get some baits. So many to choose from.
Still
on
the pink champagne, or is that season gone?
Yeah, oh, no. Should be windy enough today just to use this instead of the bomb, or you know, with the waves pushing you. Mm-hmm. Should be all right, because usually you want to use your kicker when you're trolling cranks, so your battery don't die as quick. All right, did you ever use these boards before?
No, the last time I used planer boards was probably trout fishing in Canada a long time ago.
You want the seat up there?
Last year moving, right?
Yeah, yep. Like right now we're going 2 miles an hour, and that's usually, at this time of the year, when the water's warmer, you want to go faster. The colder the water it is, the slower you go. See, like in the beginning of the year, or when we were out that last time, we were going like 1.2, 1.3 with cranks. That's what you want to be at that time of year anyways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're out of the sun at all times. Excuse me one second, this one's slim. This one's a good one. Yeah, every year changes with baits, but the number seven minnows have been my favorite for the last couple years for sure. Yeah, go ahead, wheel it in. And that clicker's on your left. No, this side. Yep, put it over. Take it off. So you don't burn out the gears.
Or Zap will get you on camera.
Yeah. No. Nothing on there. The board just tripped. I just gotta grab a screwdriver. Yeah, on that one you just, yep, make sure the click. Yep. Hold on, let me do this before it gets bad. Yeah, you always hold your thumb on it, yep. All right, you're good with that one. Yeah, the water's pretty chocolatey today. Then you gotta twist these 3 times so the line stays tight on top. They always say when the water's dark, put dark stuff on, but I really don't. I think that's a wise tale in my eyes, but because we always, that never really works for me anyways.
It always smells a little backwards.
Yeah.
Been out here casually, or is there such a thing as casual?
Yeah, actually, every day last week, I was out from Monday to Sunday every day. I'm a little heated yet from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was too much heat. Yeah, and it was tough fishing actually. Actually, right where we are now, my dad and I did very well the one day right here. And then the next 3 days, I didn't do hardly anything. And then I had one good day in the mud. I had four good ones, and one was over 25. And, but then of course you go back there on a tournament day, they don't bite. That's just Winnebago though. It's hard to put 2 days together in this system. Even though the system is booming really well. And there's a lot of little, you know, the tens to 14s in here. What the DNR really needs to do is put a size limit, because last weekend in the tournament where we were fishing, there was a lot of little local boats and whatnot, and they were keeping all them. We were watching because we were right next to them. They were keeping all them real little ones. And it's like, really? You don't get much off of them anyways. But if they come out here every day of the week and keep 3, you know, yeah, it's just sad. You know, and a lot of guys say the tournament guys are the ones that hurt this lake. That is absolutely false and wrong, because we're the ones that put them back. And then most of us fishermen, we always go to like Lake Erie, where they want you to go and take them out. Take them all out, take every size out. There, that's different, you know? So, you know, and there's only, there's 2 tournaments. Besides the local bar tournaments, but there's pretty much 2 tournaments that catch and release. That's Walleye Weekend and Winnebago Walleye Series here. So, yeah. That one should catch one.
So if you come out here, there's no other boats, is that a sign of like, what are you doing out here? Or is that just like the whole lake is yours?
Well, I like fishing around by yourself. That's normally what we do, what we try to do. But yeah, like today, we are pretty much by ourselves, which is nice. 113 feet.
So is this the quietest time of year? Like in late July?
Yep.
August?
Yep. So pretty much the from here on out, like this weekend I'm running a tournament out of Paula's Pub and Grill in Calumetville. We just had a bad incident the other day. Actually, the one of the owners' husband, Joey, passed away. So that guy kind of screwed up with the. Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty slow day with this water being pretty dirty like this. But usually on Winnebago, half a day, she's clear already.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's because it's shallow or just the wave action?
Well, zebra mussels, clean it up. You know, years ago, we never had zebra mussels. They came from whatever different lake that were, you know, stuck in the live wells or something and got here. But that's why it's hard to fish rockfish. That's why it's always nice to have, pods, little schools of fish out in the mud to get also for a backup plan. Because but this year was a little different. Actually, a couple days we were catching them and you could see the bottom and you were still catching the walleyes. Which is that never happens because they see your boat and they scatter, you know. Keep your chart up to date. Yeah.
A time where you're out here and you're like, you know, I'm kind of sick of Winnebago. I need something different.
I am already right now. Because we started fishing already in the beginning of April, you know, and I think I had three weekends off this whole summer of not having to worry about this, you know. But also, we're going to, so I got a tournament this weekend, and then actually we have the Voigt and Gable Memorial next weekend at Marytown Tap, okay. That bar that we went by. Mm-hmm. Close to my house anyways. And that's for my partner that passed away last year. So we got that one yet. And then we got the Battle on the Bay, or the AIM series yet, and then Battle on the Bay. And then we go to Erie the second or third weekend in September. Then we go to Erie, back to Erie again on the first weekend of October.
Do you bring your boat back and forth?
This when we go in September, I'm leaving it there and then bring it back on when we come back and all. Yeah, because them tolls nowadays, that used to be like $80 for tolls. Now it's $180 there and back. It's
built by the axle.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they really raised.
You got one leg behind over there.
Oh yeah, that's a fish. Good call. Yeah, and these fish been pretty tricky this year. Them sheephead fool ya. But this one feels like it's pretty decent.
I like to pass my own settings there.
Here. I'm gonna bring it on this side. if it's a walleye, it's going to be a pretty decent one. One that I wanted last Sunday. Yeah, and the bass this year been crazy. But smallmouth? Yeah. Yeah, that line is down. Pretty sure this is gonna be a good walleye. Get that net extended. Yep. Clicker. Nope. Hold on, hold on. Turn it. No, pull it. Pull it. There you go. Okay. All right, I got to take off the board first. Or can you do that for me?
Just two clips, right?
Just, yep, just squeeze it.
It's
caught up there. Oh, you got it. Hasn't done anything yet. It's just pulling. All muscle on this one. Still got 27 feet to go yet. Oh yeah, this is gonna be a good one, buddy. Okay, now you're gonna want to get up there.
Over here.
You can don't. You're gonna want to stand.
On the board.
Yep. Oh. Come on, stand, stand. Fuck. I don't know. This one's acting kind of weird now, but it's okay. It's gonna be right here. Oh my God! Get him. Oh. I love it. That's what we're fishing for, boys.
That's nice.
Oh my God.
So what was he doing right at the end?
He was trying to get back down to the bottom. He was trying to get off and he darn near did. But he was hooked right through the hard part of the bone on the lip. Yeah, that's... Yep, I'll get him off and I want to measure him up. This is crazy. Good net job.
Wanted to make sure I wasn't the reason it didn't come in if that happened.
Jesus, now I'm shaking. Skinnier on this one. That usually they're a little bit fatter. So we got 21 and 3/4.
That's why.
Yep. This one's gonna go back in the water. Oh shit! Damn it! Damn it! Wanted you to get that in there.
Sorry.
Fuck. Got away from me.
He's a little eager.
Yeah.
Oh, he's hanging there.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll be all right. He'll be good. That we were in last weekend that was long and skinny, them are the ones we want because it gets measured by length and then converted into pounds.
Okay, but the walleye weekend was a straight pounds, right?
Yeah, yep. Walleye weekend straight pounds, yep. The AIM series is ran just like Otter Street now with the camera and the pictures, same. Same stuff. I like it. A lot of guys don't like it. I like it because you're taking a picture and you're throwing them back in right away. They don't see your live well.
So it's got to improve the ability of the fish to survive.
Yeah. Oh, 99% of it.
Come back out to how light and silvery they are.
Yeah.
Like for a half second, I didn't recognize it as a walleye because I was, you know, my brain was waiting for it to be darker.
Yep. Yeah, and actually a couple weeks ago, I was in the weeds up north, and it looked like the, obviously they change color, but that must have been in the weeds up, or they live in the weeds, because they were dark. They looked like they came from Chambers Island up in Green Bay. Yeah, it actually looked like a rock bass. It was pretty neat looking.
Not so slow, right?
What's that?
Not so slow.
No, that ain't. That's. I didn't think we were gonna get anything being this dirty. I thought that emergency was gone already. No, I went. It's not that bad. Oh, if we were drinking, we'd have to go back to the truck. Try to figure something out. It's kind of no. I'll just. Okay. All right, six pitch. All right, I'll try. Let me see if I can try to figure something out real quick for you. Okay. All righty. Bye.
You got work. Do work.
Thank you. Yeah, from being out in the lake all week last week. My lips got sunburned like a... They're a little sore.
Last time we were out with you all day, both Ethan and I felt like we had sunstroke the next day.
Did you?
Yeah. That whole night we were both like still on the boat.
And yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
There goes your...
Oh. There's another decent one. Not as big as that other one. Yep, this one isn't fighting at all yet, hasn't did anything. So usually that's a good sign that it's a walleye. But the bigger ones, they like to jerk a little bit when they're out there yet. I think I got a little one on my middle board over there.
How long can you leave them out there? As long as you need to.
Yeah. We try to bring in two at the same time. Because you always want to keep tension. You always want to keep tension on the line. Got it. Oh yeah. This one isn't as big as the last one. It's feeling kind of weird, like a sheephead now. But it is staying down. No, it's acting like a sheephead. Yep. Oh, you don't have to have that. I got that.
You got it.
See, it was hooked sideways. So that's why it was staying down, and until it gets to the boat, then it starts jerking and rolling. Really? Not very big.
So what's the proper order when you're out here by yourself to do all this?
Well, you can only have three lines, so if I'm by myself. Yeah, and it's tough to net a fish by yourself. My buddy, or my other partner, oh nope, it was weeds. My other buddy, Mikey Blank, he likes fishing by himself. I don't know why, because I think it's boring in my eyes, but and he does pretty well by himself, and he nets the fish by himself.
You want to get a close-up of him?
I gotta stop. Otherwise, I'm gonna hit bottom. We good?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yep. Well, the only thing, the shad, you see them in the ice, but other than that, no. I wish it would kill all the sheephead. Yeah, during Wally weekend, down on the south end there, we were real tight to shore, and we were catching giant sheephead, just, 20 pounders. It was insane.
Pretty much all the kids were fishing. They're catching them little kids through the canals in there.
Yeah, yeah.
There were a couple bass, but it was mostly sheephead.
Yeah. Yeah, this last weekend here, there was guys perch jerking. Yeah, well, you can tell they were killing the sheephead because there'd be 20 of them around there, right all the way around his boat. They eat this picture. Yeah, they need to do, the DNR needs to do something with them things right there. They're killing, they're eating a lot of walleye. They claim 10 to 15 a day.
Oh,
yeah. Yep, and then my buddies on the other side of the point there, down in there. So the walleyes are feeding on the minnows. There's shiners in here, like an enormous abundance. It's stupid. They watch them. They come up right on shore, and they watch them. They just open their mouth, and they just... Yeah. They're a fucking nuisance. This lake is finally coming back. Like, it's gonna be something. But they need, like I said, they need to put a size limit, a 15-inch size limit on it, that they need to bring it back. It always was for years, you know.
Is it the whole chain that doesn't have any limit then?
You mean, the rivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep, that's all, it's all the same. Until you go up so far, I think. I don't know. I never go up that far because I'm not that type of a guy. I'll catch fish out here. Then I don't have to worry about wrecking my motor on logs and... No. That gets pretty skinny and shallow up there. Because there was a turn I had to go up there. But I'll never fish that one again.
So how has business been this year?
Oh my God, it's stupid. I can't.
Yeah.
We can't keep up. And homeowners, well, a month and a half you're out on doing repairs? Yeah, because we only have one guy that can do them. I said, and I got two crews running full fucking time. I said, I'm only one guy. And I said, I'm not the guy that does that. I said, I don't have time to.
It's efficient.
Yeah. Part of that. But the phone calls that come in every day for me to go do an estimate on roofs, it's... Yeah, I did one this morning. 83 square house. Cut up, just dormers and shit. We counted them. 23 different areas on this roof that are all separated.
Is it on a lake or what?
It's by my shop in New Holstein. It's out in the country. And 2 7-year-olds live there. They called me up, or my son went and did the hover for me. And he goes, yeah, they want steel. They want Edco steel on here. And so got to the shop, went on the computer, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing this bid. I'm gonna call him and give him a close. So I called up the girl and I said, okay, I will do your estimate for you, no problem. But I'm gonna get you close to a number by just looking at it. Not that you flip out or have a heart attack. It's gonna take me a couple hours to do this. And she goes, what do you think? I said, well, in between 90 to 120,000. She goes, yeah, I was figuring about that. And I'm like, oh, you were? Okay. And she goes, well, how much would a asphalt be? I said, about 60. Cut her in half. It's usually about half on every job I do. And she goes, oh boy, I better talk to my husband about this one. Can I call you tomorrow morning? Meaning today. I said, yep. And she calls me up and she goes, yep, we want steel. Only steel. I go, fuck. Yeah, ended up being $105,000. Yeah. Yeah, she's coming in Monday morning to pick out a color, and I'm like, fuck. God. That's crazy. That's insane. This color's on fire, but and I just went to Flea Farm 2 days ago, and I bought two more of them kind. Well, whatever it is, it's big. Yeah. Ooh, I can't even reel. The fish does not want to come over this way at all. Guessing it's hooked sideways or something. So I'm not even reeling. Yeah, I could see it on the back. Sheephead hook sideways.
Yep.
Yeah, I started wheeling a little bit faster. Like this fish here, if I had a partner in the boat, they would be doing this.
How old's your son?
He's 25. Yeah.
Wow.
flavor of people, though. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, they do that a lot. Ugh. I mean, that's fine. On here. The axe is starting to heat up a little bit.
The sun came off.
And funny. It's not jerking. Got it?
Yeah. Put it on that hook on the spring.
Oh. Yeah, you're probably going to want to get the net on this one. What the hell is this? It's acting weird. But it is going down. Or northern, one of the two.
Is there a lot of northern in here?
Oh yeah. Well, it's hooked sideways.
Oh, whoa, isn't it?
No, it's cheapened. You're all good. Oh, and I got both baits. That's why it was like, they were fighting each other. Jesus. Hey! What was that? Was that a hawk? Wasn't it?
I think that's an awesome.
Yeah, it was hooked on my...
You grabbed your bait?
Yeah. What the... I've never had that happen before. That was crazy.
Coming back.
What the... What the hell are you doing? You're gonna get fucked. Oh man. This is not good. Shoot. Now we get a mess. Did you get all that? You gotta be shitting me. You'll never see that again.
Really?
I guarantee you that. That's never happened to me since really? I was born. No.
Wow. That's crazy.
line.
Oh, that's it. And that's why it came up to the surface.
Wow.
Did you see that thing look at us?
Oh, that was Chris.
That was mean. Oh my God. Them boys are gonna shit tonight. Oh my, you can't make this shit up.
What is this? Every time we come out of here.
Oh my God. Don't even. Okay, I'm gonna put these rods away. Because we're good, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, look, okay. Look at the line.
Oh, he's got your bait on
there. Yeah, the bait's on there, yeah. Oh, he's. You gotta be shitting me. It's like a kite.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Like
he needs an advertising.
Holy shit.
What, a little streamer, Gable Fishing?
Yeah. Oh.
Holy shit. Can I get a good shot of that? Come here, Bert.
The right reflex off it.
Where are you? That's crazy.
Check if that's good.
No, I'm trying to help.
A goose or a crane. Okay, what do we got here?
Guy now.
I was trying to rip it out. No, that's gonna suck. Especially when he lands, he's gonna know it. Thank you.
Zach.
Don't care.
Every station should have